Canberrang, or Second Spring, is the Noongar seasonal calendar, brings drier, hot days to Perth, as well as a fresh lineup of new artists at Pika. Local multidisciplinary creative Nathan Beard is one of those people, presenting a mischievous take on Thai diaspora in Perth in his latest work. A puzzlement blends photography, video, sculpture, and installation together to interrogate the ideas of authenticity and colonisation. He joins us to talk all about it. Nathan, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being on. I know that it's nice and early, and we don't always get to speak to multidisciplinary artists at this time of the morning. I feel like I'm stealing Artbeats Thunder here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to break it down, it just means jack of all trades, master of none.
So. I'm sure that's not true. Hey, let's talk a little bit about a puzzlement, sort of exploring and cracking open this idea of Thai diaspora. Tell us, that's quite a personal thing for you, right?
Yeah. So my mum is from a province in Thailand called Nakhonayok. And yeah, the exhibition is really about processing what is an authentic sense of Thai cultural identity that I would have absorbed from her influence growing up in Australia. Mm-hmm. So it's through her filter and through the lens of like how Thai culture seeps into Western institutions and Western culture as well.
That's interesting. I'm not sure that we've gotten to speak about Thai diaspora before. We've spoken a lot about sort of the African diaspora. We've obviously spoken about First Nations representation and culture through their lens as well. Was your mum heavily involved, or were you sort of going back to her and asking her for stories when you were creating this work?
This work is made in the shadow of her death. So she passed away in 2019, but her influence in my work was very much about family narrative and sort of exploring that sort of stuff. So with this exhibition, it was sort of like a rupture in my practice. So I was trying to think, how can I focus on this idea of Thai-ness without her as a primary source of that influence, if that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
So I started looking towards like institutions and archives within sort of palaces of knowledge within the West, so places like the British Museum and Royal Botanical Gardens at Kew. And so I did a residency in London for the last 6 months, and that's where I was going through these institutions in the UK and sort of like trying to unpick and unravel items and artifacts in there of Thai provenance to sort of kind of get at a broader understanding of what Thai-ness is in the
West.
Sure. Yeah.
There's this really great podcast, Stuff the British Stole, which looks at artifacts in things like the Royal Albert Museum or the V&A and things that were stolen from different parts of the world or that still live in those museums. I imagine that you would have had many a trip during your residency in London.
Yeah. The fascinating thing about the items from Thailand in particular is that Thailand wasn't colonized. So it was only a nation in Southeast Asia that wasn't colonized by the West. But in order to do that, they sort of negotiated this process of like Western reform and Westernization. So this idea of all the artifacts of Thai provenance that end up in these museum spaces and archives, they're fueled by this sort of like imperialist encroaching on Southeast Asia and that sort of demand within an antiquities market that that created.
Mm.
So the allure of the other with regards to like Thai stuff,
right,
that's sort of sewn into that idea of colonization in the region.
Sure.
And then a lot of the artifacts that make their way back into those spaces are things that have been donated from like an antiquities market. So the items themselves aren't necessarily the best quality because of, you know, the fact that Thailand basically got to hold on to all of its really good items. So the reproductions of those things in this show kind of reflect that sort of shabbiness or derelictness of them.
Yeah. Wow. You were telling me before that there's been a bit of a process installing this particular exhibition. Talk us through some of the pieces that are involved in a puzzlement.
Yeah, sure. So a puzzlement is very much inspired by The King and I as sort of like a key text to sort of unpick these ideas of Thai-ness. Growing up, it was one of like the few representations of like Thai culture in the West. But it's very heavily fictionalized and fabricated account of history in sort of like mid-19th century when sort of this Western Reformation process was happening within Thailand. And so I thought it was like a good place to sort of like start from. So there's large 2D works embellished with Swarovski crystals that have all of the tones have the word Siam in the name. And they focus on members of the royal family as portrayed in archives or mm-hmm. within the movie and Broadway production of King and I.
Sure.
There's sculptural objects, which are 3D printed shelves of 3D scans of things from either the V&A collection, British Museum, Wat Budaparapa, which is the Thai temple in Wimbledon, and also my mum's own artifacts.
Oh, wow.
But they're not necessarily all highbrow or tasteful. There's a couple of cameos by sort of like fast food toys that are dressed in Thai dress and that sort of stuff in there as well. And they're sort of like precariously spaced in the installation on these sort of looping steel frames. So it's kind of this idea of this like cartoon energy of trying to go through the potentiality of all of these spaces and trying to pick and remix all of these things in order to really sort of destabilize this idea of like tastefulness or authenticity.
We're speaking this morning with Nathan Beard talking about Apuzzlement, one of the exhibitions as part of Pika's Canberrang season. It's all opening very soon. We'll give you the details. I like that you keep talking about this sort of less tasteful sort of pieces and objects that make its way into your exhibition. It's like that really tacky thing of East meets West, but there's authenticity in there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Particularly speaking from my own experience, like growing up with like my Thai family's influence. That sort of barrier between high and low is really, it's cast aside more for an authentic expression of like joy and sort of appreciation of like colour and surface. So the works in the show have their sort of seductive material qualities in order to try to pay homage to that.
It feels like, I mean, we can't touch anything, but it feels like it's going to be a very tactile experience.
Yeah, the hope is that a lot of the surfaces and forms are kind of dazzling and alluring and sort of draw people in, and that there's enough like comic detail or slippage in there to sort of like keep you coming back, especially the video work as well.
Oh, how exciting. If you want to go and see this, it is opening at Pika. You've got all the details.
Yes.
Tell us, when can we come in and be part of Apuzzlement?
Cool. So the opening night party is tonight from 6 till 8:30 p.m. at Pika. It's free entry and there's an early bird special while stocks last of free drinks. So that's definitely a reason to come down early. Also this weekend, I'm doing an artist talk from 1 till 2 in the upstairs gallery with Sarah Wald, the curator from Pika. And it also coincides with the limited edition Cheat Show collaboration with Pika for the exhibition. So
Oh, wow. There's
a Thai coconut sticky rice mango sorbet dessert item that's only available for the first 2 weekends on Saturday and Sunday of
the
exhibition.
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. I knew it was going to be tactile in many ways.
Yeah.
The exhibition is showing from tomorrow, if you can't make it down this evening, tomorrow, October 28th through till Jan 8th. Nathan, thank you very much for coming and hanging out on Breakfast.
All right, thank you.